Well, I was extremely excited to turn 15 years old for three reasons. One, because I might have three more years to grow taller. Second, because in a year I'd get to drive. And the third, because it was the first year I would have the opportunity to get a job. And so I distinctly remember being a 10th grader at Mergenthaler High School, Mervo, in East Baltimore, and a young man named Eric telling me about an internship he had the summer before and encouraging me to apply. He said, "Alicia, you have to apply. It is the funnest internship you could ever get. You get to meet judges and lawyers, elected officials. You get to do really interesting work. They take you to court, and you get to even get paid to do it." And so I was all for it. I signed up, did the interview, and thankfully got the job. And if any of you have seen LawLinks interns back when I was a LawLinks intern, you could distinctly identify them on the street. We had burlap skirts on and blue blazers and white shirts. And we were recognizable anywhere you could find us downtown. So on my first day at work, my supervisor came to pick me up from a luncheon, which was hosted actually right here at the University of Baltimore School of Law. I was so nervous. I was told, "This is the first time this employer has employed a 15-year-old. So that put a lot of pressure on me to really make a good impression, because I distinctly knew that whether they had a good or bad experience would make the difference whether there would be some other young person that would follow behind me. And so when she picked me up from the University of Baltimore School of Law, I was determined to do a good job. She took me back to the office and she gave me my first task. She said, "Alicia, this is a job that I would have to do if you don't do it. It impacts the health of everyone here in the law firm, and it also is something that everyone will be thankful for to you for doing." And she introduced me to a room that held two of the grimiest refrigerators I had ever seen in my life. And she opened them up and said, "This is your first task, to clean the refrigerators." And I took that job, and something went through my mind, a couple of thoughts. I'm probably not that good at cleaning refrigerators. But I knew that if I applied my skill and my passion and determination to doing that task, it would demonstrate to her a couple of things. How thankful I was for that opportunity. Not many kids from Baltimore City get to work in law firms every summer. And so I wanted to clean that refrigerator to send her a message. So I got on my knees in my burlap skirt and my blue blazer with a sponge and a bucket of water and cleaned those refrigerators. Much better than any refrigerator I've cleaned in my father's home. And I remember partway through cleaning that refrigerator, one of the attorneys, who many of you may know, Ken Walden, came in. And he said, "What are you doing?" And I said, "I'm cleaning this refrigerator." He said, "Who gave you that job?" I said, "Miss Brenda. She told me it's an important job. If I didn't do it, she would have to do it. It impacts everybody's health. And everybody's going to be really happy that I did it." I'd been brainwashed in just those few moments. And I cleaned those two refrigerators with, I think, a bit of skill, quite a bit of passion, and a lot of determination. And after that experience, everyone actually was happy that I cleaned the refrigerator. It did impact the health of the entire organization. And it was a job that if she didn't do it, I had to do it. And I used that experience. After I cleaned that refrigerator, was not going and meeting really exciting people. It didn't involve going to court, and it certainly wasn't that interesting. But it laid the groundwork for the work that I would do there for the rest of my summer at the Public Justice Center. I got to actually work in a tenant advocacy project alongside Ken Walden, who was the gentleman who got to see me cleaning the refrigerator. And I remember one day when I used to work as the intake person. So everybody that had an eviction issue or couldn't pay their rent or wanted to apply for rent escrow, I would write their name on a sheet of paper, get their address, and fill out all the information. And I distinctly remember a young lady that was just 3 years older than me, facing eviction and had children. And I knew that what I did in that moment, even in just taking down her name and her information, would make a world of difference. So I applied the same tenacity that I did to cleaning that refrigerator. With some skill and some passion and some diligence, I tried to take down her name and information. And ultimately, Ken Walden and Laverne Blackman were able to successfully get a rent escrow case opened for her, and she was able to continue living in her dwelling, and the repairs were made to her home. And I say that story to you. That story has left an indelible mark upon me. Whatever task I've been given, I've tried to apply that same skill, passion, and diligence. Because ultimately, there are a whole host of individuals depending on us to do good work. And there's always a great deal of pride that you can have in any work that you do, as long as it is done with skill, determination, and passion. And so, I won't say how many years later, I feel quite thankful that even though I don't have to clean refrigerators anymore at work, I still get to impact my community and do a great deal of work because of what I did when I was 15 years old as a LawLinks intern, a recipient of the Citizenship Law-Related Education Project's investment in me as a young girl here in Baltimore. Thank you.